and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has granted U.S. automakers a brief delay from the tariffs on Mexico and Canada. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
They requested the call. They made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
Trump says he's issued a last warning to Hamas to release all of the hostages. That comes as Israel pauses aid into Gaza. CBS's Deborah Potter.
The flow of aid was supposed to continue throughout the truce, which is now in danger of collapsing.
Americans are finding it harder to pay their medical bills. Here's correspondent Matt Piper.
$74 billion was borrowed by 31 million Americans to pay for health care last year. That's about 12% of U.S. adults, according to the Gallup survey.
The survey says an increasing number of young Americans are having to borrow to pay their medical bills. On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day 485 points higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 25-year-old lifetime registered sex offender will take up residence in Marshfield later this month. Clay D. Preston was convicted of third-degree sexual assault, causing mental harm to a child in Wood County in 2021. Preston will have lifetime GPS monitoring and be required to comply with registered sex offender laws. Please understand that state law forbids the harassment of released sex offenders. After serving their sentence, they must be incorporated back into the community. Notification is to help keep community members safe and informed. The federal deadline for updating identification to real ID is approaching. Here's Jimmy Cuska.
Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website.
Bird flu testing is coming to cattle herds in Wisconsin. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Cows will soon start to get tested for bird flu. Wisconsin is set to begin testing its dairy cows for bird flu as part of the USDA's National Milk Testing Strategy. The state joins a nationwide surveillance effort that already includes 45 states.
Weight restrictions on roads starts today in Adams County. This includes all Class B highways, which are county trunk highways. Signs are posted and will remain in effect until signs are taken down. Seasonal weight restrictions on roads in Portage County will go into effect at 7 a.m. on Friday, March 7th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that in the past now, I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds lingering, flurries and breezy this evening, then a clearing sky with the wind dying down overnight. A low in the upper teens. For tomorrow, sunshine returns. High temperatures in the upper 30s. On Friday, mostly sunny and mid-30s. It's 25 right now.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right.
right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are talking all things legal with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. He joins us at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who always looks ahead, even when parallel parking, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're staying safe out there. What a crazy March day here in Wisconsin, at least in the northeastern part of the state. We got hit with snow and sleet and slush, and it's just really ugly outside. I guess it's happening all over northeast Wisconsin, or all over northern Wisconsin for that matter. Hope you're staying safe wherever you are, and hope that you're staying warm. And to think that daylight savings is only like 3 days away and we're getting weather like this. Crazy. But let's enjoy it. Let's stay inside and stay warm and listen to the radio and talk about the business we call show. And we're going to talk a little wrestling tonight, because let's be honest, that's showbiz too. So I got a really fun show for you guys tonight, on a night where we need the radio. It's cold. It's snowy. Conrad, how are you?
Yeah, it's not that great downtown right now in Green Bay.
Really?
It's disgusting out there. It's gross out there.
I didn't want to get in the car. It was horrible. Can't be driving in this.
Yeah.
So we'll cheer people up tonight. This is an escape from 6 to 8. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to have some, we're going to talk a little TV and movies. And as I mentioned, some wrestling. At 6:35, Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is here. He writes about entertainment very well. At the Journal Sentinel, does a great job. And we will talk to Chris about, well, a lot of things. He's got some great articles. He's going to talk about what's coming out this weekend. A couple sci-fi films coming out. We'll see how they do. But we'll talk about that with Chris. We're going to talk about a big sport event in Milwaukee that's been going on for 84 years. We'll talk about that with Chris as well, and maybe get his take on the Oscars too. And then at 7:20, our friend Rich, there is some concern over his name. And I'm going to let you go first, Conrad. I know it because I corrected you last night.
Locasio.
Correct, yeah. My friend. Rich will be here tonight. There's some big news in wrestling, and we're going to let Rich break it here on Nightlight tonight. It's going to be fun. You may have already heard it if you're a huge wrestling fan. I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but I know many of you are. So Rich will bring the news to the people at 7:20 tonight. So there you go. Chris Foran, Rich Locasio. It's snowing outside. Pop some popcorn, folks. Gather the family around the old radio, and let's have some fun. Today is Ash Wednesday, Conrad. How did you celebrate?
I didn't do much today besides work. So, but yeah, that's
you're not
how I celebrated.
Catholic anyway, are you?
I am not.
I haven't gotten ashes in a few years. I grew up Catholic, 16 years of Catholic school. 16 years. That is grade school, high school, and college. I went to a Catholic university because I couldn't get enough of it in high school or grade school. But I did get ashes for years. If it was convenient for me, I know that's a pretty lame excuse to my fellow Catholics. I would still get ashes, but I just did not get out to do it today. It is Ash Wednesday, though, folks. So happy Ash Wednesday to all of you who are celebrating today and getting ashes and giving up something for Lent. Let's be honest. That was the big thing when we were kids. Now, the Catholics typically are not supposed to eat meat on Fridays during Lent. Let me know if you'll honor that, folks. And there's no judgment. I don't think it makes you a good or bad Catholic if you eat meat on Friday. In my opinion, it's a silly rule, but all churches, all religions have their rules. Are there things that we're not supposed to do? I had a friend when I was a kid whose mom started making a chicken on Ash Wednesday. I'm sorry, on one of the Fridays in Lent. Caught herself and threw it out because it was a sin. In my opinion, it's a bigger sin throwing out a chicken. But everybody feels differently. And I'm not here to judge. I truly celebrate all of your beliefs. So tell me your thoughts on Lent if you're Catholic. The phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. But that does lead us, Ash Wednesday, to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, whether or not you're Catholic, what do you wish you could give up for 40 days? That's the length of Lent for my fellow Catholics. What will you give up? Whether you're Catholic or not, the question is simply, what do you wish you could give up for 40 days? Thoughts, Conrad?
I think, I mean, I could definitely do without meat for one for Friday because I love fish. So I could definitely eat fish on Fridays.
But you're supposed to kind of sacrifice, you know, it's supposed to be kind of a challenge. Like when you're
yeah.
soda,
okay.
I have a friend who gives up booze every year. With you, it might be like, you know, watching sports highlights, something, you know?
I couldn't do that. I think it would be just giving up the sweet tooth that I have.
Sweets. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I've already given up booze. I kind of don't really do carbs. I'm kind of running out of things to give up. Maybe I'll do what Bart Simpson suggested and take up smoking and then give that up.
There
and
you
Homer
go.
Homer would compliment me and say, good for you, son. Smoking is one of the hardest things you'll ever have to quit. I think I'm going to say, I don't want to pass the buck here because I do want to give an answer. So I think what I'm going to say is I am not going. You know what I'd love to give up? And I don't know if I'm going to commit to this yet. Instagram.
Okay.
I'm not even active on Instagram, but the reels they have are so addicting. You just sit there and scroll. Do you not have that problem?
Not on Instagram. I go on TikTok.
TikTok's the same thing.
Yeah,
you just keep scrolling and scrolling, and before you know it, it's an hour of your life, and you're looking. And the worst part is when you're scrolling and you come to the same video you started this whole excursion with. But that's not good enough. I need to give up something better than that. So I think what I will try to do is to be nice to everybody I come in contact with.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
It is hard, and there are people that... No, honestly, it is hard. Who? Listen, there are times I avoid people, and I don't want to do that. I want to try to bring some joy to people's days. I want to smile, make them laugh, talk. If they're my neighbors, I like to do that. I don't know if they always want to talk to me, but maybe that's what I'll do for Lent. Or I could try to go to church every Sunday. I don't know. I haven't done that in a while. But what do you think, folks? Would love to hear from you. What do you wish you could give up for 40 days? If you're Catholic, you can call it Lent. But otherwise, the question is kind of standalone. What would you give up for 40 days? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You could try to give up the old SEX like Josh Hartnett did in 40 days or 40 nights, was it called? He tried to give up sex. I couldn't even. It was such a bad comedy. It was like in the early 2000s. I think I started it. And I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even get through it. Great to have you with me tonight. It is Ash Wednesday. It is also, I don't know if you saw this, Con, it's Cheese Doodle Day. National Cheese Doodle Day.
Yeah.
You might laugh, but about 20 years ago, when I was still a better practicing Catholic, I couldn't get ashes. So I grabbed some cheese doodles, crushed them up, and use the cheese doodle dust to give myself ashes.
There you go.
When in a pinch. It's just nice that they share this day. National Cheese Doodle Day, Ash Wednesday, National Multiple Personality Day. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Shut up. No.
That's National
Multiple Personality Day.
The Mask. There we go. That's a movie that we could talk with Multiple Personality Day. Wait, Jim Carrey.
Was that The Mask? Oh, he put on the mask and he became someone different, right?
Yeah, yep.
But did he have multiple personalities?
Yeah, because he was a totally different person when he was in the mask. When he wasn't, he was kind of timid.
Yeah, okay. Was that a good movie? Honestly, I saw it once years ago, and I don't know. I mean, maybe it's great. It never stuck with me, you know?
I love Jim Carrey movies, so yeah. It's still a really funny movie, but yeah, I don't think it got good reviews.
I'm sure he's funny in it.
Yes.
So that's our question tonight, folks. What would you give up for 40 days? 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the app. Super easy to use. Conrad, how can people watch the radio tonight?
Yeah, so if you go on Facebook, we're under WGBW, WISS, or Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. If you go on YouTube, Civic Media, or WGBW. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media, or WGBW.
Very easy to do. Kind of a cool thing happened. A few months ago, we had Mike Cheslick on the show. He's a director, made a film called Hundreds of Beavers. If you have not seen Hundreds of Beavers, do everything in your power to check it out, folks. It's a black and white silent film about a fur trader who is tormented by hundreds of beavers. And the guys that made it are from Wisconsin. It just passed the $1 million mark at the box office. For a film that costs like between $100,000 and $200,000 to make, which still sounds like a lot of money, but that's hard to make back. And these guys did it. Mike was the director, and I think co-wrote it with Rylan Brixen Hughes, his writing partner. I'll have to look that up. I'm sure I got Rylan's name right. Rylan could not be on the show when Mike was on, but Mike was a great guest. We should try to book him back and see if we can find out what it's like having $1 million box office hit. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Years ago, you know, if you made your money back, broke even, whatever, but this is going into, well, not Blair Witch category, but for a little comedy like this, that's a silent film, to do what this film is doing, it's really incredible. So if you have not seen Hundreds of Beavers, it is well worth a watch. It's like an hour and 20 minutes, really fun, moves fast, and you won't be disappointed. If you are disappointed, Conrad will give you your money back. It's that simple.
I don't know about that.
Come on, you got the money. Rylan Brixen Hughes is the lead actor. He plays Jean Kayak for a trader. And Rylan is very good at physical comedy. And Mike Cheslick is the director. Let's see if we can get those guys back on. And I think they co-wrote it, if I'm not mistaken. So we've got a lot to talk about, folks. How can you not on National Cheese Doodle Day? We'll come back. I'll read your texts. We'll talk about Alec Baldwin. There's Baldwin news and a new show I'm watching. You won't want to miss that. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives.
Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Down, down, down. Come on!
Well, we are back. Great to have you with me on this snowy Wednesday night, depending on what part of the state you're in. I know other parts did not get hit as well as we did, but be careful out there, folks. It is treacherous. Just stay warm and stay safe. Turning to the text line, our question tonight is, what do you wish you could give up for 40 days? Talking about Lent a little bit. It's Ash Wednesday, but I know it's kind of like a mini New Year's resolution. So what do you want to give up, or what you wish you could give up for 40 days? I've already said I'm not really doing booze anymore. Not really doing carbs. I'm running out of things to give up. So I think what I'll do is just try to be nice to people. That sounds lame, I know, but it takes effort. You know, you have to go out of your way to brighten someone's day. Right, Conrad?
Yeah, I got a recommendation. Just give up movies.
Yeah. I could do that as long as I could watch TV.
Okay.
No, I couldn't do that, obviously. If I didn't have the show, that would be a challenge. That would be an interesting thing for me to sacrifice because I do love movies. But let me just say, you look very handsome tonight. You got a nice hoodie on and a hat. There we go. I just started my whole 40 days. And all you listeners, you look great. Eric from Lodi says, I suppose I could give up not observing Lent. Hey, Eric, you going to become Catholic? That would be a big commitment. Eric from Lodi in the 608 says, I suppose I could give up not observing Lent. He also says, seriously, I should probably give up nachos for 40 days. Now, do you mean the chips, Eric, or like nachos with all the works on them? Because honestly, I think chips, and let's go to the next text because Paula, Conrad's mom, is checking in from the 920. She says, I agree with Conrad on giving up the sweets, but also need to include chips. I'll tell you what, Paula, if I could, I would just give up chips forever. They don't have any nutritional value or very little. So addicting. So kind of a theme there. Eric and Paula, both on the give up the chips bandwagon, but sweets are too tough. You're never going to give up sweets. Check back in, Paula. If you're able to do that, I would love to know about it. You too, Con. I don't see it happening.
Okay.
But good luck. Steve in the 920. Says, during the 40 days of Lent, I wish I could give up work, but unfortunately, my boss doesn't agree. How rude. Can you believe that, Pete? I can, Steven. You know what? All you have to do is become Catholic, and all of a sudden, your boss can't mess with you because of your religious beliefs. Tell him I said so. See where that gets you, Steve. Let's see what happens. All right, so keep those texts coming. What do you wish you could give up for 40 days? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I am watching a new show that I like. It's called Zero Day. It's on Netflix. A lot of people are watching it. I know it's a very popular show right now. Robert De Niro is one of the main actors. Jesse, what the heck is his name? Ferguson? No. I got to find this up. Jesse, he's a great actor. I'm totally blanking on his name. But it's a really good show. The grid goes out, and there are train crashes. There are traffic lights that don't work. People get in accidents. And the president, I think the president gets a text that says, this will happen again. The United States is basically being threatened. Jesse Plemons. I couldn't think of his last name. And Joan Allen is in it too. Matthew Modine. Angela Bassett plays the president. Very good. It is a very good show. So far, I'm two episodes in, and I definitely want to keep watching. And that's the only barometer I think you can really use. You want to keep watching it. So I'm going to stick with it. I'll probably bang out a couple episodes tonight after I get my work done, and I will keep you guys posted on that. But so far, so good. Check out Zero Day. Robert De Niro plays an ex-president who was a one-termer. He decided not to run again. Sound familiar? There's some Biden stuff there. The new president, played by Angela Bassett, is still trying to get a beat on her, but she's good. She's a very good actor. And Jesse Plemons, I like everything, almost everything he is in. He did a season of Fargo several years ago, and he was so good with his wife, Kirsten Dunst. And they were both very good in it, but he's a really solid actor. And he plays the assistant to Robert De Niro, who is living his life post-presidency. But he gets drawn back in to help lead this investigation into who is behind these cyber terror attacks. Check it out if you're looking for something to watch. I recommend it. I saw this too. You heard about what Alec Baldwin did like a couple years ago.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's like 3 or 4 years now, but I can't even imagine doing something like that, like accidentally killing someone. Even though it's not your fault, I think the armorist was the one who took most of the blame for that. Probably rightfully so. The gun probably shouldn't have been loaded. Alec Baldwin probably should have checked the double check. Maybe he did. I don't know. I cannot imagine living with something like that. You ever accidentally killed someone, Conrad?
No.
Ever do it on purpose?
I can't say that either.
Okay. Good for you. Keep on the straight and narrow, young man. His wife, Valeria, said that he has had heart trouble since the accident. He is riddled with guilt, has had hospital stays. And she said all this on their TLC show called The Baldwins. And I think the only thing that could make his condition worse is if he had to actually watch his own show. I'm just guessing. It's got to be horrible. The Sound of Music turns 60 this week. You ever seen that, Conrad?
Honestly, I think I have. I just don't remember it.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's a fun movie. It's one of the highest grossing films of all time. Julie Andrews. Very lovely. I've seen it once. Christopher Plummer, apparently, who played George Von Trapp, hated it. All through filming, he's calling it boring and trite, said the story was gooey, and at one point referred to the title as The Sound of Mucus. So I don't know what to make. Like, I feel like, you know, if you're in the acting game and you're fortunate enough to be in huge movies, it's easy for me to say this, but shut your trap.
Yeah.
Do the role. No pun intended. Shut your Von Trapp and do the role. And be happy. All right. Chris Foran will be here after the news. Civic Media's news team is chomping at the bit to keep you informed, folks, and tell you what you need to know. They do such a great job of it here at Civic Media. We're coming right back with Chris Foran, and Rich Locascio joins at 7:20 to talk wrestling. Get your sniglet on. Sniglet? Singlet. What's it called?
Snugget? Onesie? Snugget?
Sure. Snuggles. We'll go with that. The wrestling term. They do a lot of snuggling. Fun night here on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Someone's living for love, and I love her. And I love
her. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Protests took place this week, speaking out against cuts to the Department of Education. Derek Tritz has the story.
Passionate Central Wisconsinites took part in one of over 900 protests across the nation on Tuesday to advocate against the Trump administration's goal of gutting the Department of Education. Students, faculty, teachers, and parents marched down Clark Street, Stevens Point despite the gloomy weather, holding signs in support of teachers and funding public education. Leading the charge was co-president of the Stevens Point Area Representative Council, Elizabeth Felt.
Public education needs to be funded in order for it to work, and right now we're just barely surviving with the funding we have. To cut even more is catastrophic.
The Department of Education is responsible for about 8% of direct funding for elementary and secondary schools in the U.S.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer!
To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand.
Right side shooting for the win.
Got it! Blocks it, Koenig!
Step back three straight on. Got it!
Ice, cold, blooded, Sam Decker.
And it's career win number 200 for head coach Greg Gard.
Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up, Greg Kaminsky. A single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Williams Arena in Minneapolis, welcome to our Badgers pregame show as we now enter the final two games of the Big Ten regular season, final road game of the regular season tonight. The Badgers taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, a team they knocked off at the Kohl Center in January, led by just one at the half, but scored 50 points in the second half en route to a decisive win against their border rivals. Speaking of which, the Gophers with very strange home road splits in conference play, 5-4 on the road, including a dramatic win at Nebraska a few days ago, but on the home floor, just 2-7. And it's usually the case when the Badgers come to Minneapolis, there are a lot of Badger fans here. They've had some tough weather the last 24 hours. We'll see what the crowd is like tonight, but you can figure there'll be a pretty good group of Wisconsin fans cheering the visiting team here tonight. We'll hear from Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with Kamari McGee, who will be in the starting lineup again tonight as Max Klesmet remains out with a lower body injury. Coming up, though, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic, all a part of our Badgers pregame show, and we'll get it started in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Badgers and the Gophers here in Minneapolis tonight. Time to check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Quick look back at Sunday, Jesse. I guess on the one hand, you could look a little bit glass half full when you shoot as poorly as Wisconsin did, particularly from the three-point line, and still just be down two with 4 minutes left at Michigan State. You had to have been doing a few things right, but you know the bottom line is you can D up all you want, but you got to put the ball in the basket. Obviously, they didn't do that very well.
Right. You go 5 for 32 from the three-point line, and that's pretty much the death now, and it comes from players that you don't expect, obviously. John Blackwell and John Tonje combined to go 1 of 14 from three, and when you add in Kamari McGee, who got the start for Max Klesman, those three guys went 1 for 19. I would pick 50 games, and you'd say 49 out of 50. There's no way they would shoot like that, but it just so happened that it bit Wisconsin at an inopportune time. The good news is Wisconsin's got two so-called get-right games left to close the regular season and position the Badgers well for the postseason.
I knew it was going to be a tough day for Wisconsin when Kamari McGee missed a shot from the left corner, because that's about as close to automatic as it gets. And when that didn't fall for him, like, well, I guess it's just not going to be their day shooting the ball from long range.
Yeah, well, Kamari's been shooting an otherworldly percentage from three. You're absolutely right. Sometimes you can tell when the bench raises their hands before someone puts a shot up because they're so confident in a player. And Kamari has earned that this year by shooting 50%+. So unfortunately, it was just one of those days at the Breslin Center. But Michigan State does that to a lot of teams.
Yeah, on the plus side, you get Nolden Winter with a career-best 17 rebounds, and they adjusted the box score, made it right. He had a double-double, 12 points and 17 rebounds in the game against Michigan State. You mentioned you use the term get right, which is applicable here. You look at the quad ratings for Minnesota and then Penn State. There's still, I guess, bottom line for the Badgers. I mean, there's no Big Ten title here in the balance. But you want to keep stacking the wins, get yourself in as you get a double bye if you can in the Big Ten tournament, and just get yourself as high a seed as possible. So for the Badgers, these are still very, very important games, aren't they?
Absolutely. In my mind, nothing has really changed for Wisconsin. Obviously, they had worked themselves into an outside shot at a Big Ten title. And of course, when Michigan State buries a half court shot against Maryland, that makes it harder. And now you lose to Michigan State. But they're still in a position where if they win these games, they can earn that double bye. And if you look at all these bracket projections, they are still a team that many people consider as a 2 or a 3 seed in Milwaukee. Likely a 3 seed, but you've got to win these games. And if you don't win them, then you're kind of playing yourself out of that opportunity. So I know in the end, maybe it doesn't matter where you end up as long as you get to the tournament. But you want to give yourself as good of an opportunity and as good a seed as possible when you get there.
To the credit of Minnesota, tonight's opponent, the Gophers start the Big Ten 0-6. You're wondering, man, can they win a couple games in the league? Well, they're 7-5 since that stretch, but they do have a strange home road split. What, 2-7 at home, 5-4 on the road? But it's a team that I guess has proven to be, you know, for a sub 500 team in the Big Ten, still pretty dangerous.
Very much so. That's a split you don't expect in the Big Ten. Usually it's much harder to go on the road and win. And obviously Wisconsin knows Minnesota extremely well. They play each other every year on multiple occasions, and it's still a big rivalry game. So I don't think Wisconsin is in a position after a loss like that against Michigan State where you don't shoot very well and you have a lot at stake to be overlooking anybody. And they know that this is crunch time. There's only two games in the regular season left and two home games, and you've got to take advantage of every opportunity.
They do have a little bit of star power. Dawson Garcia, most notably, averaging better than 19 points a game. But a credit to him because it you know, sounded like he had options. Could have made more money probably going to another school. I know he's been at a couple different schools already, but he stayed home, and he's quietly, I guess, given where they are in the standings, but he's quietly put together a really good year.
Yeah, it's funny. He's one of those guys that feels like a ninth-year senior because you just remember him from so many years ago, and obviously being a player that a lot of schools were recruiting up here. So, yeah, credit to him for continuing to play well, and this is still a big game for Minnesota. They can go in and prove themselves against a team that right now is one of the 15 best programs in the country.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight, as we'll hear from Kamari McGee coming up in a couple of minutes as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for tonight's Badger Spotlight as we focus on senior guard Kamari McGee, who had his second start as a Badger on Sunday afternoon in East Lansing. His first start was in January in round one against Minnesota. And what a night it was. He had 15 points in that game and helping the Badgers to a convincing victory in the second half, putting 50 points on the board as a team after halftime in that game against the Gophers. As they get ready for the rematch, I ask Kamari, what pleases him more, the fact that he's a 50% shooter from the three-point line or that he has a 3-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio?
I would say, honestly, the 3-to-1 turnover ratio. You know, coming out of high school, that was like just a constant thing. Like, you know, my turnover to assist ratio was always good. and as well as my shot. But, you know, when I got here and I transferred in here, and it, you know, it took me some time to adjust to, you know, the physicality and the speed of the game. But once I got that down, like, that was the main thing that Coach Gar always harped on was it was my shot, but it was also, you know, taking care of the ball. So, you know, I really take pride in doing that, and it's good to see that it's finally paying off.
Yeah, it's paying off in a big way. Like I said, more people need to talk about that with your game this season. You hear coaches a lot, and you've already touched on it, where the game slows down a little bit. So you really feel like that's been something that's helped you out here too?
Oh, 100%. You know, at times I still feel myself getting sped up, but, you know, that's just a part of the game. And when I feel that happening, I just kind of reel myself back in, you know, just to take a deep breath and realize that, you know, you can play at your own pace. You don't have to play if somebody's trying to speed you up or whatnot. So, you know, just trying to remain calm and continue to play at my pace is really important.
I know fans love watching you play because you have a joy that we've talked about. Coach Gard said, the glass is always half full, at least with you. Have you always been that way as a player? I mean, maybe just on and off?
Honestly, yeah, you know, because you never want to get too high or get too low because nothing really lasts forever. So, you know, if something good happens, you enjoy it for a little bit, but then, you know, you got to move on to the next. And if something bad happens, you know, learn from it. And again, just keep moving on. So, you know, you just got to keep that positive mindset.
And your approach, I think, stays the same, too, whether you're starting or if you're going to come off the bench here quickly in the game. That doesn't really change your routine, does it?
Honestly, no. You know, just because I just want to do whatever it takes to win. So whether I'm in that starting lineup or I'm coming off the bench, my energy will always be the same, just knowing that I'm trying to win.
And the energy is the same, and yet this time of year, it's March, and everybody, people who are, you know, more and more people paying attention to the Badgers. Can you guys are pretty good at just kind of focusing on what you need to do, but can you kind of get a feel for, like, okay, people are really watching now. Let's see what happens.
You know, it as the year has been going on, you can see more and more people, like, kind of starting to buy in and, oh, how good the we are as a team. And so, you know, a few of the guys, you know, we might notice it a little bit, but it's still always the main goal is just to focus on us to make sure we continue to do what we got to do to draw more eyes and have more attention. You know, just make sure we're doing the right things so we're getting the right attention.
How fun is this to play in right now? 80 points a game, 80, 82 points a game. You guys, the light is green. If it's in the flow of the offense, let it fly.
It's honestly fun. You know, that's why a lot of the fans can see the joy on my face because it's just fun. You know, it's like a game with your friends back when you were little kids. You know, just getting up and down the court. Like, although it's you know, it's orchestrated a little bit, but you know, we everybody bought in, so, you know, it's just fun when everybody's on the same page, knowing that on both ends of the court, like, we can go down there and really make some trouble.
This is senior week, so everybody has to be on the senior questions, this side or the other. Maybe the best part is there's a lot of basketball after this week. You know, there's emotion and all that stuff, but you know, it's not like you're done here, right?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, we're far from done, you know. It's senior week is a big week, though, you know. I'm excited. You know, I haven't really thought about it just because I don't really want it to settle in yet. Mm-hmm. But I know after we get through this game Wednesday, you know, we got to focus on Minnesota first. But I know it'll probably start to settle in a little bit. Just that it's almost that time. But we still, like you said, a lot more basketball to be played.
So you've played basketball in this state, from St. Cat's to Green Bay to here. What does it mean to represent your state out there on the basketball court?
Man, it means a lot. You know, just growing up, just being in the state and seeing, like, other figures that have had good athletic careers in from Wisconsin, you know, it means a lot just being able to represent the states since I was born here. You know, play high school here, like you said, first year of college. I haven't left the state as far as living wise. So, you know, it's fun just knowing that people actually, like, know who I am and know that I'm from the same state that they are. Like, it's a good feeling.
I would imagine the younger guys look up to you and Max and Gilly and Stevie. What's the best advice that you give to the younger guys or just newer guys, period, if they transferred in or you know, freshmen, redshirt freshmen like Janicki, guys like Daniel Freitag? What's the best piece of advice you give them?
Tough times don't last forever. You know, storms don't last forever. I would just say keep a positive mindset and keep moving forward because there's light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, you just got to keep working, keep your head down. Don't let the outside noise bother you in any way. Just keep doing what you got to do and things will work out.
And that's either way, right? The outside noise when people are showering compliments or the other extreme. You just got to kind of take that for what it is.
Yeah, you just got to take it with a grain of salt and keep moving forward. If people are praising you, send thank yous, appreciation, but keep moving forward, keep your mind right. And if people are talking bad on you, same thing, you know, not really send praises, but, you know, just block it out. You know, you can read it and just don't let it affect you negatively, then, because you'll start to get down on yourself. And I had to remind myself of that daily, you know, after mm-hmm. having a game like yesterday. Mm-hmm. People come around, you just got to remind yourself daily. And I kind of felt victim to it, but, you know, we are human, so, you know, you just got to keep moving forward and keep that positive mindset.
That's senior guard Kamari McGee, and that's tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Vell Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader, is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Game show continues at the Barn Williams Arena up here in Minneapolis. The Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePape. Butchie just devouring the soft pretzel and the popcorn. How would you rate the popcorn here?
Oh, by far. Well, there's a lot of categories, obviously. I mean, the amount is number one.
That's a big bag.
By far, that's number one in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
This bag is huge. Little salt, a little too salty. I mean, the lips are burning a little bit, so I'm going to downgrade that. I mean, if we go out of a score of 10 with the amount playing a big factor there, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
I say you have that bag of popcorn finished before the under 16 media timeout.
That's well, is there any doubt?
Maybe before tip-off.
I think that's I'm thinking tip-off, to be honest.
Well, we did have a request. Stephanie Olson wanted to know if we could rate the popcorn.
Yeah, 7.5. So. I mean, just, right. But a lot of that is the amount that plays a huge factor. Biggest bag in all of Big Ten country.
It gets your popcorn ready. Final week of the Big Ten season, right? We got the conference tournament next week, and then the NCAA tournament to follow here. And, you know, for the Badgers, obviously, which is still a lot out there to get. As we sit right now, the Badgers have the 5 seed. Maryland's leading Michigan 50-41, about 11 minutes left in that game. If you're a Badger fan, you have to do something a little unusual. You need to pull for Michigan here tonight. But Terps have been in control, really, most of the way.
Well, they really have. I know Michigan got it down to 5. There was a quick timeout. There's 11 or so minutes left in that game and 9-point game now. And you want to cheer for Michigan here and hope that Maryland finds a way to struggle a little bit just because you do want that double bye. That is a big thing. Wisconsin played last year on that Thursday, and I think heavy legs happened Sunday. Wasn't able to close out that game against Illinois, and then I think there was a little bit of that carryover effect on that Friday night in New York.
Yeah,
or Brooklyn.
Yeah, have as few games as possible to win a title.
Correct.
I guess so.
Absolutely,
it could be as few as 3, and of course. The Badgers, I just have this gut feeling it's either going to be a 3 or a 5 seed here, but the Badgers need to control the controllables, and that's win here tonight and then take care of Penn State on Saturday. And to do that, they got to find that shooting touch again. This has been a team that's been atop the conference, Brian, and three-point shooting, but the last three games, 22 out of 90. We all have theories. It could be tired legs, or it could just be a slump. You just could have a shooting slump right now. But it's about time now you snap out of it and start. You know, we've seen guys who can make shots. When they're open, they're going to knock it down the majority of the time. And last three games, that really hasn't been the case.
No, it really hasn't been the case. And I think one of the things that, you know, as you look at, obviously there's going to be stretches. And when we were talking about it today, you say, hey, it's kind of like a hitter in a slump. They're going to break out of it at some point. I agree with that. This team is too good of a three-point shooting team. They're first as far as makes in the Big Ten at 10.6 percentage. Dropped a little bit. Now they're fifth in the Big Ten. But overall, what they're doing and how they're going about it. The one thing that I look at, however, John Tanjay's been to the free throw line in those three games a total of 10 times.
Yeah. And this is a guy who will take six or seven per game on average.
Correct.
So, yeah.
And that's still, I mean, if the shots aren't falling, okay. But still find a way to get to the rim, put pressure in the rim. And I think for John, you look at him, I know you talked as a group, but John's 4 of 24.
Yep.
As well as he shoots the ball from the free throw line, get there, see the ball go through the hoop a little bit, and then all of a sudden you're going to start seeing some threes drop as well.
Minnesota has been an interesting story. I mentioned this at the top of the broadcast. Their home road splits are really, really weird, quite frankly, in Big Ten play. 5-4 on the road. They get a big win at Nebraska. A game they had a big lead. Huskers came back, and it looked like Nebraska was going to be in position to win it. Brennan Rigsby said not so fast, as he had a career game for him as a Gopher, 20 points. Hit a big three for the what proved to be the game-winning shot. But 2-7 at home. Now, the two wins are impressive, but just 2-7 here at the Barn, that just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, and you look at what they've done as far as the road goes. At home, they allow 10 more points per game on the defensive end. They allow their opponents to shoot almost 4% better. They allow 10% better shooting percentage from three at home versus the road. And they have two fewer steals at home. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Mm-hmm. But when you look at that, obviously that's one of those things for Wisconsin. Can you make some more threes? Can you shoot at a better clip? Right now at home, Minnesota allows a higher percentage than they do on the road.
And when the Gophers are playing well, as we mentioned, those two home wins are impressive. In fact, they were teams that Wisconsin could not beat at home.
Yeah.
Beat Michigan here, and they beat Oregon here. So, again, that's how good is your best? Well, it's pretty good. And Dawson Garcia is one of the best players here in the league.
Well, and that's for me, all five have to guard. There are players on Minnesota where you can completely sag off. Non-three-point shooters. I've used the term a lot this year, KYP. This is another definition of a KYP game. Know your personnel, because when you have an elite player like Dawson Garcia, he has to see bodies. If he doesn't see bodies, he's going to give you 25 or 30. And you have to make sure if he's going to get 25, it's on 25 shots or it's on 26 shots. That's how he's going to get his numbers. You got to make him take a lot of shots for him to get those numbers.
Yeah, speaking of numbers, Garcia on the brink of a big number. He is 3 points away from 2,000 career points, three-quarters of those as a Minnesota Golden Gopher. He was at Marquette for a time, North Carolina for a time, but he's a Minnesota native, and he has flourished here as a Gopher. That is the Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More to come as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement-ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
From Williams Arena in Minneapolis, Minnesota, our Badgers pregame show continues as Wisconsin, a team that has knocked off Minnesota eight straight times,